Brat, se fosse Bebu, Cristiano Buff, pois Bebu. Right? Is Hare Krishna. So here is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 8. The author receives the orders of Krishna and Guru, and text number 16. He said, if one is infested with the 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, despite his endeavor to chant the holy name for many births, he will not get the love of Godhead that is the ultimate goal of this chanting. I repeat, if one is infested with the 10 offenses in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, despite his endeavor to chant the holy name for many births, he will not get the love of Godhead. That is the ultimate goal of this chanting. The ultimate goal of chanting Hare Krishna is what? Pure love of Godhead. That is the ultimate. That is the result of chanting. So Krishna Das Kamaraja Goswami said here, if one can chant for many births, if we don't avoid the 10 offenses, not all the 10. If we don't avoid the 10 offenses, including other offenses, the result of chanting, which is Krishna Prema, will never come. Do not come. We know in Hare Krishna temple we recite the 10 offenses that we should avoid while chanting. We recite it for 3 minutes. How many minutes? 3 minutes. Who remember is the whole day? Who remember the 10 offenses during the day until tomorrow morning? Is that wonderful? Right? Besides these 10 offenses which we should avoid, there are other offenses which devotees will very carefully avoid. Our Chinese call them Maha Aparad. Want to hear them? Not to feel happy upon seeing a devotee. One is not happy seeing a fellow devotee. You're not happy. Who is this? Why have you come here? What are you living here? It is called Parama Aparad. Is it clear? Parama Aparad. Not to feel happy upon seeing a devotee. Do we do this sometimes? In the mind, Banchakar Patharadya Sakripasan Vajibadinatu Nivaishnavi Namo Namaha Vaishnava. On the heart and feeling, who is this? He is what? Parama Aparad. A holy name will never be with us. No one will have taste for the name harboring this paramaparat in our heart. The taste will never come. Even though we have offered obeisances externally, but in the heart, this offense is there. One who is angry with the devotee, angry with a devotee, one who envy the devotee. What is preaching Krishna consciousness? Trying in ISKCON, among ISKCON world. What is the census? How many devotees are there in the world? Anyone has an idea? Devotees?
About
1 million. Okay, about 1 million. What is the population of the world?
6 trillion.
No, it's before it's 6, 9 is it's increased. Huh? Okay, let's say 7 billion. Billion? 7 billion. Okay? Out of 7 billion, we have 1 million who are chanting Hare Krishna. Is it not important for us to appreciate? Is it not? And we are feeling angry with the person who is trying to chant the holy name. Among the 7 billion of people in this world, one person is sticking his head out to do the activity for human being. We're not happy with that. The problem is that, listen very carefully. See, if I don't like you, does it mean Krishna doesn't like you? Huh? The reason that I don't like you, it means that Krishna doesn't like you. That is my problem, not Krishna's problem. So suppose Krishna loves you and I don't like you. What does that mean? What does that mean? Srila Prabhupada mentioned the 9th canto of Bhagavatam. Krishna told Dhruvasa Muni, "Aham bhakta paradina. I am under the shelter of my devotee. I live in the heart of my devotee, and devotee lives in my heart." And Papa said, "Oh, so Krishna lives in the heart of a devotee, and we give trouble to that devotee. What does it mean? They are troubling Krishna. How many of us had power to trouble Krishna? So we will have taste for the name. For this mentality, we will have taste for the name. Not liking devotees. Being angry or envious of a devotee. Trying to kill the devotee. All these are parama apparat. Not to offer obeisances to a devotee upon seeing him or her. Parama apparat. Who is this? Throw out purport, lectures and purport, personality of Godhead, personality of Godhead, personality of Godhead, personality, personality, personality. In this personal society, there's so much personalism. How everyone develop taste. We should try to understand that Christian consciousness is not an external thing. It is activity of the heart, not external. And that is why we have sahajiyas in our system. If it is external activity, there wouldn't be sahajiyas. But because it is internal activity, we have sahajiyas. Offenses. One who is infested. But these demons, offenses, the taste for chanting the holy name will not be there. So we have offenses against the holy name, we avoid it. We have Vaishnava apparat, we have Seva apparat, we have Guru apparat, we have Dham apparat, we have Jiva apparat. We have prasada apparat. All has to be carefully avoided. If we want to have taste for the name, we should carefully avoid all these offenses. There is nothing else. There is nothing else which is there that can make us not to have this for the name. Text 29 and 30, the same chapter. Krishna Das Kavali Goswami speaking. If one chants the exalted holy name of the Lord again and again, and yet his love for the Supreme Lord does not develop, and tears do not appear in his eyes, it is evident that because of his offenses in chanting, the seed of the holy name of Krishna does not sprout. If one chants the exalted holy name of the Lord again and again, and yet his love for the Supreme Lord Krishna does not develop, and tears do not appear in his eyes, it is evident that because of his offenses in chanting, the seed of the holy name of Krishna does not sprout. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, one can chant the holy name of Krishna for many lifetimes if we don't work on ourselves. The name will not appear. The taste will never appear. What does it mean by working on ourselves? If we don't work on ourselves, we can chant for years and lifetimes. The taste will never come. So what is he saying? We eat to nourish this body, nourish ourselves, right? That's how we eat. We eat to nourish the body, to take care of this body so we can remain healthy. I live for Christian consciousness, for material consciousness, but we eat to nourish ourselves. That's the purpose of eating. The purpose of eating is to nourish this body. If one is eating with dead hands, would nourishment come? If you eat with dirty hand or the dirty kitchen, the food, the items you are going to use for cooking are all dirty. Will that food nourish us? The purpose of nourishment will be achieved. Why? The dirt is there. So it's not just eating. We should be careful with what we eat. So it is not about chanting. We should be careful with what we chant, how we chant. That is very important. How do we chant? It's very important. Very, very important. How we chant matters a lot. Yes. Not just chanting. Yes, we chant. Even if one chants 64 rounds every day continuously, if you don't examine what we are chanting, how we are chanting, who is this name? Who is this person? Name, Arina, who is this person? If we don't carefully examine that and see how we are chanting, the taste will not come. So the purpose of chanting will not develop. Therefore, it is very, very important for us Hare Krishna devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna to examine our japa every day . So one of the things we should look at according to our charyas is Pramada. Fifth canto of Bhagavatam, the subject is speaking about this, using this word. Nunam Paramata, Paramata, Kuruti Vikarama. He used that word, Pramada. In many places in that fifth canto, he's talking about Pramada. Madness. Well, here, Haridasa Thakura is speaking about Pramada, not in madness. Yes, yes, madness, but he also said, Pramada means what? Inattentiveness. Pramada means inattentiveness. Okay, I have a question for you. How many of us say have friends?
I have friends.
Yes, how many? Wonderful. Thank you. My second question. Have you ever lost a friend? Have you ever lost a friend? Oh, very good.
You don't have a body yet.
How do you feel? How do you feel losing your friend? How do you feel?
Sad.
How do you feel?
Bad.
Broken hearted.
Yes? How do you feel?
Disappointed.
Empty. Yes. Very good. Empty.
Painful. Disconnected from
it. Disconnected.
Painful.
Painful. Do we carefully look at this word we have just mentioned? Do we feel like that with the holy name? Do we feel this empty after losing the holy name? Say, best friend. Have you ever thought of holy name as a friend? As a friend? How many of us think like that? Holy name is my friend. Oh, very few. How many of us think Krishna is my friend? Krishna is a friend. Okay. We think Krishna is a friend. But the holy name is not a friend? Say, best friend. That's a best friend. And losing a best friend, you feel empty. After chanting Hare Krishna mantra for years, we still see each other on, look at the quality of the sari. You are not my mate. when you call it if I do it. You have different body like me. No, you're not my brother. Do we feel like this or not? Yeah? So, after so many years of chanting Hare Krishna, this is our mindset. Because we have lost a friend. So what the Simpsons are due to the fact that we have lost our best friend, the Holy Name. Okay, my next question. What causes the problem? What made us lose the friend? What made us lose the friend?
Because you used your tongue incorrectly.
Used the tongue?
Incorrectly.
Incorrectly. Ego? Yes?
Envy.
Pride.
Pride?
Envy.
Envy, yes.
Do you know about our friend?
Ah, we don't know very much about him, yes. yes. So, the main reason why Christian was enumerating his opponents to Arjuna is what? To increase their love relationship. And after Krishna explained how many points Krishna gave in about 10 canto of Bhagavad, 10 chapter of Bhagavad Gita, how many points?
72.
Very good, thank you. 72 items Krishna mentioned. I am this, of this, I am this, of this, I am this, of this, I am this. The base of everything is Krishna. That's the point. So Krishna teaches to increase the lovely relationship with Arjuna. And after that, Arjuna's relationship increased. Oh, so this is my friend? Oh, I see. So ego will make us to lose a friend or not understand the position of our friend has effect in our japa, in our chanting. Yes. What are the things that made us to lose a friend?
Lending money, borrowing
money. Every time harassing for money. We never give. Very good. Yes. Very good. Yes. Very good. We are harassing our friend constantly. Who likes that? Every time we meet a friend, excuse me, can I have 10 shillings with you then? Yes, excuse me, can I have 1 shilling with you? Tomorrow when you see that person, what will you do? Avoid it. In proper relationship we are having with the Holy Name. Yes. Not understanding. Yes, what are the things we do that our friendship will break?
Misunderstanding.
We don't understand who is the Holy Name. We don't know who is this person. The Holy Name, we don't know. Yes.
Neglect.
Yes. Very important. Yes.
Disagreement.
Yes. We don't believe that this name can take me back to Godhead. Huh? To go to God, you have to go to Him on the earth and eat one banana a day and perform a stereo to sit on ice. And you're telling the Jesus, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and go back to Godhead. How is that? So something like that. That was a problem with Haridas and Gopal Chapal. Haridas Sakura would say, even a glimpse of the Holy Name is superior to Brahmana. And they say, what is this? He was angry and insulted Haridas, and his nose fell off. His beautiful fingers, oh God, disappeared. He died for offending a Vaishnava. Because he understand. So, the offenses which we commit while chanting the name that we are not having taste, is what we are mentioning. These are the things that is leading us to making offenses our best friend. And when the friend leaves, we are empty, frustrated, disappointed, not having interest, no faith. Yes. So our chairs are speaking about pramada, inattentiveness. Inattentive chanting. Inattentive chanting means pramada, madness. How is this madness? I have no money and I desperately need money. And a friend has volunteered to help me. A friend who has money has volunteered. And he said, you come to my house tomorrow, 4 o'clock. I will give you the money. And I didn't go. That's normal. That's wonderful. You have no money. A friend, out of his own sweet will, he promised, come 4 o'clock tomorrow, I'll give you money. And he forgot. For money, we don't forget. Some people will forget. Maybe he doesn't have the money. Maybe he doesn't have the money. He just bluffed me. Or if I go to him, maybe he will not give me. Maybe. Speculation. Therefore, our acharyas are using this word, pramada, madness. The holy name has come complete for our benefit. And the name is so powerful that if you perform sacrifice, if you make a mistake, you get the result. If you give charity, you have to calculate. You have to calculate carefully whom are we giving the charity to. Not only that, the time and the place. This is how charity is given. If you want good result, calculations are there. If we chant the holy name, we don't need any qualification. The only qualification one needs, the only and only qualification is faith. Only faith, nothing else. So such a powerful personality has come. Right? Before us, not considering anything who we are, it does not consider, never does it consider. And we are not giving attention to the person who can help us. What is that? Madness. That's madness. So the madness, our child has said, they are of three levels. Inattentiveness. Our three levels. Indifference. Or no attention. Indifference or no attention. What is indifference? Indifference. Indifference. What does it mean? Indifference.
Not very important. Thinking not very important.
Not caring. Yes. No attention. You're not important to me. You're not important. What it means? You're not important. I have better thing. I have better thing than you. I have something better. Laziness. Laziness. And distraction. Distraction means what? We have attention for something else. If I'm distracting from here, there's something which is making me to be distracted from here. Something else. So this three, pramada, are very, very dangerous. These three things are so dangerous that they will take the goal of chanting the holy name away. Even though we are chanting, we will not get the ultimate goal. It means that what we are chanting is not the holy name, it is the alphabet. So one can go on for lifetimes chanting alphabet without the name. That is the danger of pramana. So it's very important to understand. Many devotees are chanting with the cell phone. What is that? Pramada. A cell phone and a beatback. That is distraction. Pramada. It's a grievous offense. Or some of us are chanting and at the same time we engage in management. We are managing in japa. It's fine. And so of course during japa, it is when we have a long discussion. Or watching television. A big bag is there, what? Television. So what happened to the job? Attention?
No.
And some devotees, find it very difficult to complete 16 rounds. 16 rounds dragged from morning till night. And sometimes till next day. And that is laziness. 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 So, we have mentioned many times that devotees who cannot complete the sila before 7:30 in the morning are lazy. Lazy. Anyone who cannot complete the sila, 16 rounds, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, a person who cannot chant 64 rounds is what? Fallen. So, what is 16 rounds? For fallen people. 16 rounds is for fallen people, fallen. And a person who is so fallen that is dragging the 16 rounds to the next is what? Who is that? The dead body. is serious. Why no taste for the name? Why there's no taste? Offenses. It's offenses that is making someone to drag 16 rounds from morning till night. And still not complete. The next day, say there is carry forward. The time we use, for those of us who do like this, do we eat that day? Do we eat?
Yes.
Oh, do we sleep that day?
Yes,
oh, I see. Lazy. We should not sleep, we should not eat, we should use that time to chant. We should not sleep, we should not eat. The time we're supposed to use for eating and for sleeping, you should use it to chant the 16 rounds. So Papa was told, if a disciple is not chanting 16 rounds, great principle. And Papa reacted, then you are not a human being. That's animal. Why can't we keep to the vows we have taken? Why? Who forced us to take the vows? Who? It's our choice. We made a choice. So, why can't we keep to the vows? After initiation, the devotee goes, right? How do you call it? How do you call that? Do you know what is dakshina? Do you know what is dakshina? You understand what is dakshina? What dakshina means? This is not dakshina. The money you collect to go and give to guru, that is not dakshina. That is secondary. The real dakshina is a vow you promise to keep, you're going to keep it for your life. That is the dakshina for a guru. That this is my guru, this is my dakshina, means what? We will keep the vows we have promised him on the day of initiation. We will keep it, that is dakshina. The money we give, that is secondary. It's secondary. Anyone can do that. The real dakshina, keep the principles we have promised guru, dakshina. If we have this mentality, we will have taste for name. We'll chant the sweet name. Like somehow when he came, he did two things. Hainam Sankirtan and Brahman Sankirtan. He did the two of them at different times. Brahman Sankirtan he was doing in Srivastava's house, not in the street. Hainam Sankirtan was done in the street, Jagannapuri everywhere. That is Hainam Sankirtan. Any person can participate in that. The brain now is done with a locked door so that envious people will not enter. It is meant for Paramavesas. Paramavesas, Prabhupada said, bona fide chanters. Bona fide chanters. The Paramavesas. Chitamaku was chanting with them, Paramavesas, because that is Rasalila. In Chechena, Lila. His Rasa Lila is the holy name of his pure devotees. Who are his associates, the eternal associate. As brain now, we need invitation to enter that. Brain invitation. It's not ordinary. So devotees, we should try to avoid pramana. So how do we, what are the things we should do to get the test for the name? So let's talk about that now. There is a prayer here to show us what to do. I would like you to repeat it. One is from Haridas Thakura and one is from Bhaktivinoda Thakura. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught Trinam Isunichana, right? That is theory which we do every day. How do we do that practically? How do we put that into practice that becomes a practical thing which we do every day? Bhaktivinoda Thakura taught us the process, how to do that. How to practicalize humility in chanting. And he taught us in the song which most of you know that you sing every day. How many of us know all Vaishnava Thakura song? Or Vaishnava Thakura, right? It's inside. So we need the eye to see what our acharyas are giving us. We need the eye to see. So here he's teaching us how to practice humility, to put humility into practice that it will become our life, which will lead us to develop the taste for chanting the holy name. So we'll recite that. I would like you to recite it with me, and then we'll recite also the one for Haridas. Then we'll win. Talk about things. So Bhaktivinoda Thakura said, listen, you follow me. Oh Vaishnava Thakura, alone I have no strength to chant the holy name of Krishna. I beg you, therefore, please be merciful. Give me the treasure of the holy name of Krishna. What a little faith. The little faith. Give me the treasure of the holy name of Lord Krishna. This is there. This is what you sing, Vaishnava Thakura. It is there in this song. Please go and read it. You will see it there. And before we chant every day, let us recite this prayer. Let us recite it. That is how to practicalize humility. He is begging Vaishnavas for mercy to chant the name. He does not take bid, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He begged. This is the process. We have to beg Vaishnavas. That's the Bhakti Thakura. Here is Haridas Thakura. Haridas Thakura is praying. Repeat. I am materially minded. And I just chant. But never do I get the touchstone of the name. Does it make sense? Does it make sense, Charles? What is this? Haridas Thakura's humility. This is his approach. This is his approach. He said, I am materially minded. He's not talking about himself. Haridas is teaching us what we should do, what should be our mindset. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used all his devotees to teach us everything we need to do to become successful in Krishna consciousness. But we need to know them. Every single devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought here. Every one of them, he used them to teach us everything which we need in Krishna consciousness. See Haridas' humility. This is a person, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the title Namacharya. Look at his prayer. I am materially minded. And I just sing, I just chant, but never do I get the touchstone of the name. Is that our feeling? He is not pretending. He feels like this. Harada Sakura feels like this. This is how we can develop taste for the name. When we are feelingly approaching Vaishnavas, holy name of Krishna, with this mood. Continued. Be merciful, O Lord.
Be merciful, O Lord.
And dance on my tongue.
In the form of the name.
Keep me in the material realm. Or in the spiritual sky. But never you put me. Sorry, I'll repeat. Keep me in the material world.
Keep me in the material world.
Or in the spiritual sky.
In the spiritual sky.
But wherever you put me.
Wherever you put me.
Give me the nectar of the name.
Give me the nectar of the name.
You have appeared in the material world.
You have appeared in the material world.
To give the holy name to the people.
Give the holy name to the people.
Please accept me as one of those people.
Please accept me as one of those people.
Truly, I am low. But you are the deliverer of the low. This is our unbreakable relationship. What is unbreakable relationship? You are the supreme high, I am the supreme low. Therefore, I'm your best candidate for deliverance. On the strength of this, I'm begging for the nectar of the holy name. Can we pray like this every day? Let us pray like this every day. Devotional service has process. If we don't follow the process, we will not achieve the goal. This is the process. Our chariots are teaching. Haridas is teaching. Vaito Thakura is teaching. All of them are teaching. They are not here to show us their scholarship. They are showing the way. If we want to get there, this is a process. We should pray like this every day. The taste for the name will develop with this attitude. This is how we develop the taste for chanting the name. To have taste for the name, we should associate with Vaishnavas who have taste for the name. Don't chant alone. Except you are Haridas Thakura. If you want to have taste for the name, let us chant with Vaishnavas who have taste for the name. We should watch them and see their faith, their taste in the name. We should watch them. Chanting before Tulsi Devi. I forgot something when I was speaking about working on ourselves. But to not take say we should work on ourselves. Now I remember. Something I didn't, I missed there. Working on ourselves, I asked a question, but I didn't. What does it mean by working on ourselves? Okay, I explained by we should not eat with dirty hands, not eat with dirty things. But as we are chanting every day, we are praying and begging Vaishnavas to help us, to give a taste for the name. At the same time, we should try within ourselves to avoid offenses. We should try to avoid offenses. We should pray for help. We should pray constantly. We should pray for help. Prayer does not take anything from anybody. You don't need to give lamb. You don't need incense. You don't need altar. You don't need a temple. You don't need anything. Simply, you and the Lord. Just tell him, this is my difficulty. Help me. Devotees, we should cultivate an attitude of repentance. Repentance. What is repentance? What is repentance? Eh? What is repentance? Repent. To repent means what?
Begging
for forgiveness. Forsaking our wrongdoings. Forsaking. We are feeling sorry for the nonsense things. We are feeling sorry. We are feeling sorry and guilty for that. And we are praying, I'm very sorry for this. I'm very, very sorry for this. I'm sorry, but this is what I am. Please help me. This is repentance. This is repentance. We should practice repentance. Praying for strength to overcome offenses, to be remorseful for our wrongdoings. If we pray like this and beg, being conscious of our weaknesses, and we confess, confession, right? Confession. We confess. See, all of our charities, they do us all this. So they are telling us this, what we should do. Bhakti Nautakura is praying, my dear Lord Krishna, how can I tell you my shameful situation? What is that? Confession. There is no sin, there is no offenses which I have never committed million times. This is confession. It's true confession. We empty ourselves before the Lord. It does not mean he doesn't know. He knows, he knows everything. But when we cry for help, it becomes an appeal. Okay? They are feeling tired of all this nonsense. Now they want something. Let me help. We cannot overcome offenses by ourselves. We cannot develop taste by ourselves. We need the mercy. For the mercy, we have to beg for them. Thank you very much. Comment? Yes, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
You mentioned about Vaishnava offenses. Now, if a devotee is initiated, wakes up from morality, does a lot of service, altar, and continues this Vaishnava offenses, does that devotee get to go back to work?
No! Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakura told us of a pujari who became a ghost in the next life. Ghost. That is not a good life. Ghostly beings are not, it's not a very good life because they are always very angry. You cannot eat, they are hungry, you cannot eat because they have no subtle bodies. No gross bodies, cannot eat. Their hand will pass through here. So they can't hold food to eat. Very dangerous. And if you go to Haradanath, you ask many pastimes that day. One prominent pastime in that place is about this. A pujari I don't want to give the whole story. Too much of you know. I don't want to give the whole story. I want to make it short because I have only 5 minutes to go. I only deal on time. A pujari who have been serving the deities for years. No faith. His own son has faith. So when he traveled and he told the boy to do the offering, the boy took the food and offered to the deity and told the deity, eat. He came out and went back after 10 minutes. The food was just, he was still there. He cried, please eat. Why are you not eating? Because my father is not here. Well, I don't know the rules and all the ritual for offering food. Eat. The Lord ate everything. When his father would do the offering, the Lord never ate. Because we're doing idol worship, not deity worship. So when the father came back, there was no prasad. So he asked the wife, give me prasad. He said, there's no prasad. What do you mean? No prasad. So you're not the offering? So no, every day I offer, I cook for a son, the son takes the food to the altar and he comes back with an empty plate. Said, what? He called the boy, what is this? Ah, the Lord have been eating the food. We should not be eating the food. There, the Lord have been eating. It's okay, cook. Give to the boy. Let me see how the Lord is eating. The boy took the food and he came behind and hid behind the curtain, was watching. So the boy said, my Lord, please eat, otherwise my father is going to kill me. And the Lord came down and took the person. He jumped out and grabbed his hand. As he held his hand, the soot rice fell on the deity's body. There's scars all over the body of the deity. And the Lord told him, I will destroy all of you. The whole of this village will be wiped out because you have no faith. They have been serving the deities for years. And not quite long, the whole village was wiped out. It was tsunami. Today we are talking about tsunami, but it has been happening a long time before today. So a person who is serving the deities, doing many services, and has no faith in the Lord, does not recognize devotees. Our child said that is a neophyte person. It's a neophyte devotee. Neophyte. Kanista, Bhakta. Okay, you do pray for the Lord. Okay, this is Krishna. But for the devotees, no value. That's Kanista. Even if he's a Brahman, even if he's a guru, a person who has no appreciation for a Vaishnava, for a devotee, is what? Kanista. It's not about the position, it's the quality. So, we are talking about the taste for the name is not there. What that person is chanting is an alphabet. HARPKRSNA. That's alphabet. The name is not there. So we should be careful. We have mentioned before, Christian consciousness is internal activity, not external. It's not position. It's about bhakti, devotion. Who had devotion for Krishna? That's what Krishna wants. Yes? Comment?
Did Govinda Prabhu give you that topic, Maharaj?
Yes.
Yeah, he thought I needed it, that's what he did.
All of us did it, not really. Thank you, you have listened here.
That's true. But Maharaj, I have a question.
Okay.
But I know. The right chanting is before 7, which is attentive and good chanting, whatever we can. However, if you have health issues, then what do you do?
That's a practical thing. That is a practical thing. One has a health issue. It's practical. It's not everyday thing. It's occasional thing. So that we understand that the health is not good. So it will affect our activities.
No, but it's a permanent health issue.
Huh?
It's a permanent health issue. Can't wake up from a dark room. So your chanting goes
down. Okay, maybe I should also tell you this. In West Africa, I told devotees, any sickness which is not keeping a devotee in a hospital, but in a temple, you should attend Mangalarati. Then, I tell you, Sir Prabhupada said, Prabhupada said, if you are so sick that you cannot attend Mangalarati, don't eat.
But you have to eat for your medication.
Prabhupada said, if you are so sick, don't eat. In other words, what he's saying that a sickness is not so serious. You are making it serious because you are lazy. That is the point. That is a purport. That's a purport. And we are hanging on, well, I'm sick. But we do everything we want to do except the spiritual activity. So many devotees they have difficulties in their offices. Is not true? Anyone who is working here have no problem in the office, in this office, my office? Anyone here? No problem at all. Okay. Well, we never stop going to the office. Is it not? We still go to the office every day, even though there's no problem there. But when it comes to Krishna consciousness, oh, because of you, I'm not coming to the temple. What is that? Huh? Because of this, because it's not because of that, it is because you have poor consciousness. When there is so many problems in the office, they find a way to do it. When it comes to a special activity, they don't find any solution at all. They just want to hang it on and use it to disturb many people. This is not good. As we are working nicely, solving other problems and continuing with our material life, we should also handle our spiritual life the same way. We should find ways and means to keep it going. And Prabhupada said, many places, it is the duty of every devotee to mold our life in such a way that we remain Krishna conscious 24 hours. 927 purport. 927 purport. We should mold our life in such a way that we remain Krishna conscious 24 hours. 927 purport. Don't get it. That's not Guru's business, that's not Krishna's business. It's our business. So we should try whatever is there to arrange ourselves that we remain Krishna conscious 24 hours. That is our duty. So thank you very much for.
One more question.
Okay.
There's 9 processes of devotional service.
Yes.
So why can't I exclude the Kirtanam part and just focus on
Shravana.
Only?
Sorry? Only
what?
Shravana.
No, I can focus on Shravana and not chanting.
Because chanting is most important. We didn't take vow to perform Harinam every day in the street. Even though the Harinam will take 5 hours, 6 hours, you may go Harinam for 6 hours, which is 64 rounds. 6 hours can give you 64 rounds. So you have gone for Harinam 64, for 6 hours. So no need for me to chant today. I've already done more than 16 rounds. No one here take a vow to do Harinam every day. We took vow to chant 16 rounds. So that is important. So if you chant 16 rounds, what are you? So many devotees, Kirtan Mela. Mm-hmm. I sit there. 16 rounds is still hanging. That is laziness. No taste. Because that is easier. is what counts. This is what takes us. Because when we say Hare Krishna, that is not what purifies us. Hare Krishna, that is not what purifies. What purifies is what we hear from that word you have chanted. So that comes back inside and does the cleansing. Therefore, chant and hear. Okay, now remember one question we asked me before. The devotee was arguing, why do we narrow people to just chant and hear? Well, Prabhupada said, chant with the tongue and hear with the ear. Prabhupada said, chant and hear. And the devotee asked him, Prabhupada, when I chant, my mind is taught. Prabhupada said, what's about the mind? Forget the mind. Simply chant and hear. Forget the mind. Neglect the mind. Don't give attention to the mind. Simply try to hear what you are chanting. That is japa. That requires a lot of strength. Kirtan, you just sit down there, that's all. It doesn't take strength. But japa takes strength. And that would prove exactly what we really are. Therefore, many devotees prefer kirtan to japa. But japa does not take vow from your guru to do kirtan. You take a vow to chant 16 rounds. So let us do that. Alright? Okay.
Alright, I have a question.
What is
the
question?
The question is that if by hearing the holy name, one can get delivered.
Yes.
So, what about these people who chant the holy name? They've heard, then they come, they chant. And then by that chanting, you don't get delivered. So, does that mean that the offenses are more powerful than the holy name itself?
Yes, the offense is checking the deliverance. The offense is postponing, not stopping it. It's simply postponing it. Postponing means you push it to front. The offense is heavy. So it's pushing it forward. But if we continue to chant, that's a recommendation from Padma Purana. So keep chanting more. The name is so powerful, it will rise above the offenses and destroy it from the root and reveal the name by continuous chanting. That's a remedy. Yes, sir.
There are some people who are so attached to chanting the holy name that you see them even during class or during art, they are chanting. Is that?
That is inattentive chanting. Inattentive chanting in a class or driving, one hand is the same thing. It's inattentive chanting. Chanting the class, inattentive chanting. Chanting in the middle of kirtan, that's inattentive chanting. All these things are whimsical activities. Whimsical. It's not done. We have 2 ears, but you can't hear 2 things at a time. Only a pure devotee, Krishna Prema Thakurani, can do that. Krishna Prema Thakurani, she can do that, but not everybody. Until we go to that level, please, we shouldn't try that. Let us do 1 thing at a time. So we can have attention. Can you take 2 bottles? Can you take 2 bottles and look at the bottom at the same time? Can anyone try? If you want to look, close one eye and look. This is attention. This is Krishna consciousness. Yes, last question.
Sometimes you find that the devotee means gotten up late or something.
Good.
He's woken up late. And then his chanting is delayed. Now he will tell you if you go to him, like it's time for seva or some other activity. You are disturbing me, my priority is my chanting. Is it right?
No. There is a time for japa, we should chant. There is time for seva, we should do the service. We shouldn't use the time for chanting for planning the day's activity. Understand? Well, japa, okay, today I'm going to do sankirtan and nakumat. That's wrong. Now, it's jap time. It's jap time. Right? See, when you take boga, take the spices and enter kitchen. What are they trying to do? Eh? What are they trying to do? To cook. Is it not? So when you take dirty dresses and the ornament and enter the altar, what are they trying to do? So when you take chanting beads in hand, what are they trying to do? It's chanting. Nothing else. Chant and hear. Only two things. Chant and hear. Time for service. Then we should go for service. It is time. It is time given for service. We go for that. Just like we have time for prasadam, we go for that. Time for sleeping, we go for it. Everything is perfectly arranged. Let us work according to time. That is why it is called regulated. The regulated principle. Bhagavatam said it is for freedom. The regulated principle is for freedom. Unregulated life is animal life. Regulated life is human life. So we should follow the standard. Time for chanting, we should do chanting. If you want to do Israel, we should do it at their own expense, not at the expense of the temples. Oh Prabhu, my guru told me to chant 64 rounds, Hare Krishna. And he kept that. That is one trigger. If you want to chant 64 rounds, don't sleep. Just keep chanting and don't eat. So that you can do everything nicely. Suppose everybody does like that. Suppose all of us here, you decide, okay, today my guru says 64 rounds, so I'm going to chant 64 rounds. The cook is chanting 64 rounds. The pujari is chanting 64 rounds. Right? So what will happen after that? After 64 rounds, what will happen? No prasad to take, the deities are undressed, nothing. No, the temple is not clean. Transcendence. This is transcendence. Is that transcendence? No. The munsika. So Prabhupada ki, Harinam Prabhu ki. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. We would like to thank Maharaj. In a very short time, very concrete lecture he has given us. We will all chant the holy name once for him. Hare Krishna.